This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. So the first hour was existential angst over the workplace and peanut butter cups. I want to move on, but listeners keep calling with interesting things to say. Sarah, I doubt your name's actually Sarah Cohen, Sarah, but for the DGS, that's your name now. Go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, the comment that I have, Dave, is that what you're glossing over is that a college degree is the standard out there for lots and lots of people. They won't even get a look-see if they don't have a college degree on their resume.
Sarah, do you think that's right or fair or worth it?
If you would ask my boys, I have two children. One is 52 and the other is 49. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them thought a college education was necessary. They are bright, intelligent people, but without that degree, they would not have the opportunity to apply for a job mm-hmm. and have the careers that they have.
I agree. I agree.
We were just kind of talking about that.
It's like the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. You got to have it if you want to buy bread.
We were saying you can understand for a doctor or a lawyer, but like to sell something, why? For what?
Yeah.
What does that mean? That I can sit in a classroom and read a book and take a test?
Well, see, that's why I blame the educational institutions, because I think that But I think that probably 20, 30 years ago, they looked at it and they go, these guys are going to come no matter what. So let's just give them a bunch of stupid stuff to get easy degrees in, let them get wasted and laid for 5 years, and then they'll go out and who cares? I really honestly think that's what happened. I really truly do.
But then they had to pick that up in the workforce and companies and businesses. Oh, yes, we should require this. Why? You know, it's got to be both of them. But schools for talking you into it or scamming you into it, but then also businesses for requiring it.
I get why employers are like, look, we need some minimum standard, and high school is not enough. You have to prove to me that you're able to do something for 4 years and get through it. I get that. I'm just saying that I don't think that a college degree, unless it's a technical degree, really has much at all to do with you doing your job.
Well, it seems like a lot of it is I had to do it, so everyone else coming up has to do it, too.
Well, you had a good point. You gave an example about Dave.
Let's say Dave quit this and wanted to apply for a consulting job somewhere with media. Like, well, you don't have your degree mm-hmm. in media consulting. Well, he's been a wild success for 20 years and it's made more, you know, advertising revenue than anyone in the history of St. Louis radio. I guess that's not enough. You know what I mean? Like,
and there would be some places where sure. if you don't have right. it next to your name, you're not getting in the door, like Sarah said.
I have seen more places.
Oh, I forgot you existed. Man, you scared me. Sorry.
Wheeler's there too.
But there are more places I think that are doing, like, they'll say like college degree or equivalent experience.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't have a degree in this, but you've been doing it for 20 years.
Where it gets really frustrating is you look on job sites and it'll say minimum requirements, a bachelor's degree and 5 years experience. But it's for like an entry level
yes.
position. How am I going to have mm-hmm. 5 years experience
for $11 an hour?
Exactly. How does that all add up?
It's crazy to me, like, because I think Dave's right. This has definitely changed. I mean, when I was in high school, you know, we were all pushed to go there. I went to a private school and everybody's like, go to college. There was no talk of anything else. But everybody kind of had like these goals, right? Like we wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. I just wanted to talk about sports. So I was the loser. But like there's more to going to college. And I don't mean going into debt is a good idea, but there's more to going there than just the paper. I mean, you know, it's your kind of your stepping stone to learning how to live your life without having your mom and dad right there with you. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how many people are truly ready to just dive into the world at 18.
Yeah, but there are so many people also who just don't have the resources to take that step. So then it's like, oh, you haven't been a part of the real world yet. Well, maybe I'm more a part of the real world because I've never had any help, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you talk about pulling yourself up from your bootstraps, that's the ultimate, right? It's like, mom and dad didn't help me get to a certain place. I had to make it happen for myself, so.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch. Rach, you got stuff?
I sure do. I do want to say one more thing. We're real in-depth in this conversation, but it's such a complicated issue and everyone's different and everyone makes their different choices for different reasons that I'm not claiming to know the answer.
Sure, we never do.
People get so heated as if no one knows the answer to this.
Yeah. let me make that point for people who are new to the show. I can probably fool you into thinking that I'm dogmatic with how aggressive I can be, but I promise you, whether it's about the usefulness of college or whether Jesus is the Son of God, I am open. I'm open. I think all of us are passionate about our values and our ideas, but on this show, we really are one of the few shows that doesn't have like a dogmatic point of view that, damn it, we're going to get this through. So just saying that. Go ahead, Rich.
So I wanted to tell you guys about the fact that Mars Wrigley Company is rebranding their M&M characters. So we all know the red and the yellow M&M are on all the commercials. Then you've got kind of the sexy green female M&M. And once in a while, you'll hear from the orange guy and the blue guy and the brown girl. So M&M is rebranding their characters in order to fit in with a more progressive and dynamic human experience. So
it's candy.
Hold on, Kevin. You haven't heard.
I say it's about time.
The reasoning behind it. So
here come the calls.
So they want to be able to speak to everyone with the candies. And they want to make the female characters more representative of the consumer. So they're taking the green M&M, Andrew's crush, and they're making her. They're taking her out of high heels and putting her into sneakers because women wear sneakers now, not high heels. The brown M&M is also a female M&M. She was wearing some super high heels. They've lowered her to a more professional
kitten heels.
Okay. Yes. They also say, hey, we realize there is a major problem here. We have 4 male M&Ms and 2 female M&Ms. We're going to put those female M&Ms more front and center when it comes to
but
our advertising
campaigns. But
there's
still only going to be 2.
There's still only going to be 2 because they would have to add more colors and they're just not ready to do this. But they are trying to shift to more of a gender balance. So I'm kind of with Kevin, you know? It's candy. It's candy. I didn't need any of this as a woman, I guess. Thanks for seeing
Thank
the M&M,
you.
But this is not the kind of... It wasn't really weighing on my mind that much. But thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Right.
I'll try to become way more sensitive about other brands now, and maybe I'll get offended by them.
I've never been in the candy aisle, and I'm like, I really want some M&Ms, but they really over-sexualize that green
There's
one.
There's only 2 females.
I don't feel seen.
Let's say, hypothetically, all the ad agencies just got raptured, and they're just gone. Are we worse?
No.
Are we worse without the ad agencies around?
But do you
we'll still
think,
figure out what we like.
Do you think they sat in an office and said, this is really a good idea, or let's just do this because everyone will talk about it, and I'm asking seriously.
That's a good point.
Or both.
I think the
That's
person
a good
who,
point. Free publicity.
The person who came up with the ideas is... just trying to keep his job.
Really
so he's
thought he
really
was doing
pushing,
something.
He's really pushing this
and
is a great
like
idea.
And just labeled him as male.
He's like, I think the lower
There's some white man that...
one more thing I meant to get into when it comes to the female M&Ms. The green and the brown M&M will now have a more friendly relationship, showcasing a, quote, force supporting women. So women support women in Candyland. The two characters' dynamic will have them together throwing shine and not shade. So
also I do think a guy came up with these because, as we've seen from the women in this room, women don't care about this. It's not of interest to them. They don't care
There's
what the candy.
60-year-old fat white guy going, what if they threw more shine than shade?
Exactly.
Like, good idea, Bob.
So women have you guys, don't care about what the M&Ms wear.
So real quick, poll in the room. Yeah. Does anyone have any sort of preconceived notions about the orange M&M's personality?
I
do you know
there
was
tell
you.
No. As a ginger, isn't I resent that, the fact that orange doesn't have more power.
Isn't
have
that
voice.
The David Cross M&M? So he's like real like sheepish and nerdy. I think that's the...
He has an anxious personality.
Yeah,
okay. Is that the orange one?
The orange one.
Boy, picking I don't know why again, I knew man. That.
So the orange M&M will now
self-identifies
embrace his true self, worries at all. But his shoelaces will be tied to
oh,
represent his cautious nature.
Man,
so the orange
M&M.
I mean, it's just candy. It's like the lamest candy because it's just chocolate with a shell.
Oh, this I like good, an M&M.
No,
they're
don't
good, but the it's M&M. Good because chocolate's good, you know?
I have spent a lot of time looking at M&M's feet, so it's good that they're focusing on the footwear so much. It's good that footwear is the focus here.
Wait, they're tying them or untying them?
They're tying them.
Oh, so they were untied.
I don't
Very
know.
Relaxed.
I never looked at his shoes, but now I
oh,
know
Trish.
That his shoes are
I just
tied.
Oh,
know.
Trish, they were untied.
Oh, they were untied.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
In the current atmosphere, I would say that this could piss some people off enough that they don't buy M&Ms, but I doubt that there are many people who haven't bought M&Ms who would go buy them now because they're more
yeah.
inclusive. Also, can we talk about Cinnamon Toast Crunch just eating each other? Like, I mean, they're much bigger.
What?
They're much bigger problems than the M&Ms have.
They're doing what?
They just eat each other.
And they're eating each other?
They eat each other. Yes, and it's very off-putting. And
the
I don't
characters?
Mean that as a euphemism, yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, one Cinnamon Toast
seen...
Crunch is in
no,
the cereal
actual,
bowl.
The actual cereal.
And they're like, and it's like, hey,
it
we're...
absorbs each other.
We're cereal. And then the other one just goes, hockey, and he eats him. And I'm like, this
yeah, that's
is,
a problem.
It is a problem.
Yeah, I wish I was aware of that before now.
I will say there is one major improvement with the M&M personalities. The red M&M, who has shown bullying tendencies in the past, will now be more kind to his co-characters.
He is kind of a jerk.
He is. I have clocked that he is a jerk in the past, so hopefully he gets a little bit of an attitude adjustment.
Oh, M&Ms.
So everyone can rest easy tonight, ladies. One step towards progress.
Real question.
We're almost there, girls.
Are M&Ms included in these characters or no?
Yellow M&M.
Yellow. Yellow is the
He's
yellow
kind of
peanut.
Dopey.
So yellow
he's the,
is peanut.
He's the one who's nuts.
Orange is peanut.
Turn that machine off.
Oops, sorry. Shine that shade, Bye. Kevin.
Orange is the peanut butter, which are fantastic if you haven't had them, the peanut butter M&Ms. And then all the rest of them, I think, are just the standard,
gotcha.
Your standard M&Ms. Yeah.
Okay. Good, good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.